You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following Lutheran Hour sermon was delivered by Dr. Dale Meyer. We hope you enjoy his message titled, Faith Faces Suffering. And now here's Dr. Meyer.
Faithful living is not always easy. Sometimes when suffering comes, you wonder, is Christianity really worth it? Well, the answer is yes, a resounding yes, it is worth it. And the Bible tells you how your faith can face suffering. Last spring I was in Florida. I was there for two purposes. One was to speak about the work we do through the ministries of the Lutheran Hour, that precious work of bringing Christ to the nations. But I also did some relaxing. I watched some spring training baseball games, and I played golf. Can you guess what word I used more than any other word on the golf course? It was the word if. If only I hadn't hooked that ball. If only I'd used a different club. If only those alligators weren't there. That's right, alligators. I was on the fifth tee in Lakeland, Florida. About 30 yards away, there was a pond with two alligators right at the edge of the water. I remembered hearing someplace or other that these animals can outrun a man. So here I am, trying to hit a golf ball, and not far away are two alligators. You can imagine how I muffed that shot. I couldn't have made that shot any worse. If only those alligators weren't there. Alligators have a way of making us miserable. There are people who have jaws that snap at us. If these people aren't snapping at you, they've got the capability to do it. They're just lying there, not far away, ready to snap at you whenever they take a notion to do so. Today's program is about the alligators in your life. Not the scaly, lean, green things that I saw on the golf course, but the people who snap at you when you show that you are a Christian. We're not talking today about the suffering that comes from illness or unemployment or family problems. That's suffering, to be sure. But today I'm talking about the suffering that comes because you're not ashamed to live and speak as a Christian. If the forgiving love of Jesus Christ is the heart of your life, then you will draw criticism as you speak and show that love to others. There are alligators out there who get riled and angry by Jesus Christ and all that He is. They're out there, lying in wait, ready to snap at you. And you and I need the faith to face the suffering they can inflict. God helps. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10. And see how God can enable your faith to successfully face such suffering. We don't know who wrote this book of the Bible, whomever God used to write it. This letter to the Hebrew Christians has a message of encouragement to you. They had suffered when they became Christians. They suffered because they believed in Jesus. And now these Hebrew Christians were beginning to lose heart. And like you, they needed encouragement. God helps. He reminds them, remember those earlier days when, after you had received the light, you patiently endured a hard and painful struggle. Mocked at times and mistreated, you were made a public spectacle. At times you shared the life of those who were treated that way. For example, you sympathized with the prisoners. And when you were robbed of your property, you took it cheerfully, because you know you have better and permanent possessions. Now that's quite a contrast to the way most people face suffering. You've seen television pictures of alligators wrestling one another. That's the way of this world. The conventional wisdom today is to get even. Assert your rights, not to suffer injustice. But those Hebrew Christians didn't become alligators and strike back. They reacted differently when they faced suffering. They faced suffering with faith. And that means faith in the only Savior of sinners, Jesus Christ. Let me explain. When someone snaps at you, the natural reaction is to feel sorry for yourself and strike back. I've discovered that myself. Whenever people snap at me, I feel sorry for myself, and I get a strong urge to strike back. If I can strike back, I sometimes do. If I can't, I wish I could. Sooner or later, after an alligator has gotten me, I start to look at myself objectively. I start to realize that I myself can easily become an alligator to others. Imagine that. I, nice guy, good citizen, pious preacher, and all that. I, an alligator. Instead of being patient and long-suffering, I feel sorry for myself, and I do snap at others. Then I start to think about how it is between God and me. God commands that we love Him with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind. But I don't always do that. The New Testament book of Acts says that in God we live and move and have our being. I can't honestly say that I always do that. Most of the time I live and move and have my being in good old number one, that's me. Just as I fail family and friends and others, I'm not always right with God. Alligators? I'm one of them. If you can get yourself beyond feeling sorry for yourself when others snap at you, you'll see that you're given to snapping at others. You're an alligator too. But let's not dwell on that. My purpose is to tell you that you can be different than the people of this world. You don't have to react to suffering the way the people of the world react to suffering. There are other ways to face alligators than becoming an alligator yourself. Like the Hebrew Christians, you can face suffering with faith in Jesus Christ. God sent His Son Jesus into this world to die on the cross for your sins. He paid the price for all your sins. God restored His Son Jesus to life on Easter morning. And then God received His Son, Jesus, into full glory on that day that Jesus ascended into heaven. This Jesus will return one day to rescue His faithful followers from their sufferings and bring them to a blessed heavenly home. Hebrews chapter 9 says, Jesus has appeared once at the end of the ages to set aside sin by His sacrifice. And just as people are appointed to die once, and after that comes judgment, so Christ also was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people. And to those who eagerly look for Him, He will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to bring salvation to them. Faith faces suffering by looking at God's Son, Jesus Christ. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, you believe that Jesus died and rose again for you. That's faith. God-given faith. And that unites you with Jesus the Savior. And that alone puts you in good stead for the great day of judgment. No matter how badly the alligators are snapping at you now, if you have died with Jesus Christ through a repentant faith, you also will live with Him in an eternal life. Christ-centered, forward-looking faith can face any suffering. I can't think of any alligator worse than St. Paul. The Bible tells us that Paul conspired in the death of Christians. He hunted them down ruthlessly. And yet God, the great, patient, long-suffering, forgiving God, came to Paul on the Damascus Road and gave him faith in Jesus Christ. Paul analyzes his life this way. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who made me strong. He considered me to be trustworthy and appointed me to do His work, although I used to be a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a violent person. However, I received mercy, because I acted ignorantly in unbelief. Our Lord poured His undeserved love on me abundantly, along with faith and love in Christ Jesus. This is a statement we can trust, and it is worthy of wholehearted acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the chief. But for this reason God was merciful to me, in order that Jesus Christ might demonstrate in me, the worst of sinners, all His patience, as an example to those who are going to believe in Him and live forever. Christ-centered, forward-looking faith is relevant to your life. The Christian faith is not archaeology. Jesus Christ is not simply someone who ought to be in history textbooks. No, Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, exalted to the right hand of God, and will return visibly to this earth to give all the blessings of salvation to His faithful followers. Faith that faces suffering is faith that looks forward to Jesus' return, when faith will be vindicated by sight. That's a relevant faith. If you're like me, it's the kind of faith you desperately need. So, God told the Hebrew Christians, and He tells you now, therefore, do not lose courage. There is a great reward for it. To be sure, you need patient endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you might receive what He promised. For soon, oh, so very soon, He who is coming will come and will not delay. And by faith my righteous one will live. But if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him. Now we are not a part of those who shrink back and so are lost, but of those who have faith and so are saved. You don't have to face alligators by becoming one yourself. You bear the name of Jesus Christ. And therefore, there are things you can do to face suffering faithfully. First of all, ask yourself, why is he or she troubling me? Have I perhaps done something wrong? If you have, your obligation is to apologize and seek forgiveness. But if you have done nothing wrong, then endure patiently. St. Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 2, it's a fine thing if, moved by his conscience to please God, a person patiently bears the pains of unjust suffering. For what credit do you deserve if you are beaten for sinning and you patiently endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and you patiently endure it, God is pleased with you. Secondly, if you're suffering unjustly, remember that faith can face suffering. Remember your reward will come when Christ comes. On this date, in 1771, the American patriot Nathan Hale was hanged by the British in New York. Because his eyes were fixed on a cause, Nathan Hale was able to say, "I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country." When you are called to suffer unjustly, remember your Christ-centered, forward-looking faith. Your suffering will be only for a time. You'll receive the reward of grace when Christ comes. There'll be no alligators in heaven, only redeemed and forgiven sinners, only bliss and happiness, and the realization that faith in Jesus Christ was no mistake. Therefore, do not lose your courage. There is a great reward for it. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this message. The Lutheran Hour is a listener-supported ministry of the International Lutheran Layman's League.